I mean, you just can't not unequivocally say the debt ceiling can't be increased. On the other hand, if you are running a company or if you're managing your family budget, you don't have the same options to just go say, okay, well, I'm just going to get another credit card and add more to that credit card because the country's credit card is maxed out. And so what we're looking at are bills like the Toomey bill that came out through the Senate where you basically tell the government when it reaches that debt ceiling, it's got to cut back the way a family would. And if you're running a family budget, you'd say, okay, I'm going to make my house payment, I'm going to make sure I buy my groceries, and I'm going to make sure that I do projects C, D, and E, but everything below E has to go away or it's going to be cut back. And so that's one of the options instead of raising the debt ceiling. I haven't figured out which way to go yet. I can tell you I will not vote for the debt ceiling if it's just a clean bill where you just go in there and just say, yeah, we're going to raise it. We've got to make structural changes to the way government spends money. And the debt ceiling vote is one of those things you can use as a trading card to be able to affect those changes.